Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party, the show on Anchor FM. I am your host, Harry LaBrea. I am back, y'all. This is episode 6. You know what? I was going to talk about, do a little quick fire review on the Batman and whatnot, but I'm just going to get into a quick little in my mind on where I've been on TikTok and TikTok jail. But before I get into that, please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast. Also, check out all the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com or spring.com. And you can check out all the platforms on all, you can check out all the, your podcasting pleasure on all 8 platforms like Spotify and whatnot and Google Play and all that cheerful shit. Either way. So, I've been doing this little adventure on TikTok, and so far I've been doing pretty damn well, considering the fact that I've been back on since August of last year, and been pretty much riding on this, this train for about, 7 months, and already gotten to almost close to 12,000 followers. I ain't never reached anywhere in that magnitude on anything just off of the content that I do. So, that being said, I've been so far, like, just with the content and how TikTok has been, like, really wanting to make sure it's a friendly, safe environment and community guidelines and whatnot. But all of a sudden, I get tagged off of my videos that have been, like, clearly just, like, you know, duets or stitches. And, like, most of my shit is normally, like, observation videos. Nothing too serious. I don't sit there making fun of anybody or trying to harass or bully anybody or in that magnitude. But it would appear that most of these apps, it appear that, like, there's only 2 options that if a person's getting, like, you know, getting this kind of treatment, it's either A, people are too sensitive, and however they feel, if they don't like it, they have too much ability to actually get people's stuff blocked or whatnot. And so, that being said, it's like, we obviously have this thing where, my theory is this: you can't be soft if you're gonna be a dick. If you're gonna be, like I said before, you can't be soft if you're gonna be a dick. Considering the fact that, like, if you're coming at everything in a way to where you're sensitive about situations where it comes down to a person's content, and you may not like it, trust me, I understand. There's a lot of shit that I don't like on people's TikToks, but that doesn't mean that I'm just gonna sit there and hate on and rub salt on their shit because, like, I wanna get them banned or whatever. No. You know what I'm saying? It's just a quick little scroll through. You just ignore it. I mean, hell, considering the fact that people's mental capacity can only reach up for 15 seconds anyway, so whatever you might say or do on the shit, you might as well keep it short and quick as possible. But either way, I mean, with that scenario, I just don't understand that. Like, if you're, like, for me, my content is like this. When I see dumb shit, I'm going to call out dumb shit. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm calling anybody dumb, but when a person does dumb things, that doesn't make you dumb. That just makes you a person who does dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that you're a dumb person. But either way, and it's not like I'm sitting here making fun of somebody. It's like, you know, like one video I did to where like the Island Boys or something, they're sitting there with boxing gloves on and they're trying to fight. So my thing is with that is like I get double whammied with violent and graphic content. Keep in mind that they're nowhere, they're foreign. Keep in mind, I am a boxing, screw that. I am a pugilist enthusiast. Not only I've been trained in boxing and whatnot as a kid, and you know, like, dude, like in martial arts and whatnot, it's all about form. My video was clearly an observation. You know what I'm saying? Clearly. There was no blood. Hell, there was barely any contact when they were fighting because one of them was blocking, like trying to keep the hits and block them just like that, like block them and whatnot. And obviously, there was really no hits. But I get hit with violence and graphic content. And on top of that, harassment and bullying, because I said, I laughed, and I was like, is this how people fight nowadays? You know what I'm saying? And I'm coming at it through observation alone. How is that making fun of anybody? Because of the fact that you can't fight? I'm sorry if that offends people in any way or shape or form. But I'm like, you know, I gotta sit there throwing every appeal, every chance I get. You know, I'm in TikTok jail for a week off of something that's like weak sauce. Like, seriously? You wanna tag me on that? And it's like, most of my content is in that way. And I'm just like, damn. It's like, for some people sit there talking about they don't condone bullying or harassment. It's like every time I get hit with a flag, I get flagged, I feel like I'm the one getting bullied and harassed. So it's like, who's the one, like, who, like, my thing is, for the people who sit there claiming about bullying and harassment and trying to keep a safe environment, those same people can be the bullies and the harassers themselves. Because it's like, if you really look at my shit thorough, like, look at my content videos and all of my content and videos thoroughly, most of them are consisting of, like, stitches and duets. And most of that is other people's content that I'm stitching and duetting. So, and you're looking at me, why don't you look at the original people who did the content? You know what I'm saying? So I'm an accessory to the content that's being done. But it's okay, but I get flagged for something that's as minimum as that, but you want to sit there throwing police brutality videos on there all the time, every time I see a black person getting scrutinized or mistreated or anything like that on these videos, and they stay up and whatnot. Feminist women talking shit about guys every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? While on the side of that, you got females twerking left and right. You know, damn near areola showing out of their damn bra or bikini or whatever the fuck. And I'm the one who gets damn flagged for a whole fucking week. It's fucking cute. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, you guys are the reason why kids nowadays got participation trophies. For real. That's real shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, motherfuckers has just gotten way too damn soft. Just way too damn soft. I don't understand that shit. But either way, I digress from my point. I just wanted to get on for a little quick 15 minute and whatnot and just try to square some things away. well, not even 15 minutes. I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. This will be a part two on the next segment. But I am going to continue on to this. Maybe after the fact. But if not, please like, comment, share, subscribe. This is part one of this matter. Either way, I'm the Mad Harry La Brea. So I will hit you guys back up on the next segment. So hang tight, stay gold, and I'll see you soon. Alright, good evening, or good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode, part two of Late for the Party, the show on Anchor FM. I am your host, Harry La Brea. That's right, you guys. We are back in the part two of yesterday's episode, and we're talking about all the things that I was talking about previously. But before I get into that, please like, comment, share, subscribe, support to the podcast. Check out all episodes and seasons on all forms of social media. You can check me out on all social media. Plus, check out the podcast on all platforms. That's including Spotify, Google Play, all of that. All eight platforms of your podcasting listening pleasure. So, also check out the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com or spring.com. Either way, also check out my Twitch and my YouTube channel. I will be doing pretty soon some updates on gaming, on fighting games and beat 'em ups that I have in store for you guys. So everything will be in my link tree. So once everything pops off with that, yeah, everything will be in my link tree. And whatnot. So hell yeah, I'm all excited. But yeah, man, we're gonna get into it like this. I was talking about how yesterday it felt like I was being bullied on TikTok recently because of like me doing observations of certain videos, and some people are taking offense to it, which is kind of alarming to me because I don't really go at it in a way to where I'm being offensive. But then when it comes down to the just realm of comedy in general, I mean, it's not even being offensive. There's variations of comedy to where it can be offensive, yes, but not into the way to where you're being mildly offensive, like you're being offensive to where you're hurting one's feelings. You're not doing that. And in my aspect, that's not even the case. So that being said, when a person is actually on the verge and the aspects of like just at a point to where he's actually, or it just in general, it just doesn't make any sense to me to where like if a person is doing everything that like reading these community guidelines and whatnot, and then there's always something in a way to where it almost feels like I'm being, like, it's almost a personal attack after that point. And it's like, you gotta step on eggshells, but then there's always something in the way to where, like, there's always this point to where, like, I see things that I'm offended by, or there's things that I find distasteful, but I'm not going to sit there rubbing salt in other people's game just because there's something that I don't like. You know, if somebody wants to read a book of Mein Kampf and everything, I mean, the book Mein Kampf and everything, hey, that's all on you. I'm not going to sit there and try to ban everything or trying to make sure nothing in this world doesn't exist because it's something that I don't like. That's why I have the ability to just ignore it and mind my own fucking business. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's turning into a social media Karen all of a sudden. And then it's like, oh, I have to, like, pretty much try to abide by what other people's feelings. What about my feelings? What about everything that I'm trying to do? You know what I'm saying? Why is it problematic for me to do something as simple as have fun and enjoy the things that I'm doing on an app, and then all of a sudden that I get ridiculed and banned, like ridiculed and put in banned for a week, and then it's like, then you limit certain things, like I can't comment, I can't go live, I can't comment anything, and then that's a problem. That's a problem. So, that being said, you know, it's whatever. It's like, but then there's always gonna be ways. Like, and then it's like, you know, then you gotta start worrying about this on other realms of other platforms. Like, what if the, like, you know, I start seeing things on Anchor to where, like, you know, they're starting to say, like, you can't say or do certain things, like, you can't say certain things, or, like, everything, everybody's getting offended a little too fucking easy now. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing about race, racial shit, situations and everything, and then next thing you know, it turns into other things like weight shaming or like weight shaming or whatever the case may be. I mean, I get that and whatnot, but then there's just certain points to where you gotta look at yourself in the fucking mirror and actually understand that, okay, say for instance, here's a shining example. I'm a fat man in a skinny man's body. I mean, I'm a skinny man in a fat man's body. You know what I'm saying? I'm overweight right now. At one point in my life, I've always fluctuated with weight, but at one point, it was always in control. Next thing you know, a lot of bad shit happened in my life and everything. You know, most of it I could blame on anxiety and depression, but most of it still falls on my fucking self. You know what I'm saying? Most of you gotta have the mental capacity and the strength to actually do something about it. I hear and see a lot of shit on social media to where, you know, people in the gym all fit and stuff like that. People getting all surgeries and whatnot and have the ability and the money to do it and whatnot. But then every time I'm sitting there trying to just even do my rounds or work out or eat right and everything else. But every time I see some pretty looking motherfuckers sitting there, you know, forming themselves on a freaking, in a mirror on their fucking phones and shit, you know, it makes me feel bad a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta suck it up and keep moving forward. But I'm not sitting here banning everybody's fucking social media, though. That's the thing. You know, I'm not banning their pages because, you know, they're trying to live life and enjoy themselves or have fun on doing the things that they feel that makes them feel good about themselves. So you, everybody mad because when somebody's doing something that they enjoy or something that they like and then somebody has a problem with it, they want to bring it out and then they want to slap guidelines on you, community guidelines and whatnot. And it's just like, come on, y'all. Y'all doing the most. Y'all are doing the most. And then word around the campfire, and then it's like now issues with like certain music and everything being used and whatnot. And yeah, there's a lot of things to that as well. You know, there's a lot of issues going on with social media and, but then, like, just people just being yes men, the motherfuckers, like, okay, we're gonna cater to your feelings. We're gonna cater to this. We're gonna cater to that. Eventually, you gotta stop catering to motherfuckers' situations all the time. You can't save everybody. You know what I'm saying? half the time, you can't save everybody. Eventually, some people are going to have to eventually step up and save themselves, because that's the only person that they are going to be living with for the rest of their lives. They got to stand up and do something right for themselves rather than having a fucking pity party every chance they get because somebody is doing something better than them. You know what I'm saying? If I had a nickel for every time I saw something negative or everything on fucking TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or anywhere, I don't even have to watch the fucking news. But every time I see a lot of negativity or a lot of shit that I don't like, or miscellaneous broads twerking left and right, areola damn near popping out of their freaking bras and fucking bikini tops and whatnot, and you know, half their muff showing or whatever the fuck, and then next thing you know, they got over 1 million fucking followers. You know what I'm saying? But they don't get banned. They don't get hit with community guidelines. But it's all running rampant and everything else, and it's okay as long as it's appealing and sexual and all of that shit. So whoever at the powers that be that's controlling this shit is really like, they're one-sided, they're one-track-minded and one-sided. You know, you're catering to the soft-spoken mugs who don't want to defend themselves. You know, I was never the bully. I'm not the bully type. People tried to bully me, but I bullied the bullies. Especially when bullies tried to bully me. Shit, no. I was always told to stand your fucking ground. Whoever makes fun of you ain't your fucking friends. And whoever hits you, touches you, you know, pushes you or whatever the fuck, you have the automatic green light to whoop their ass. That's how I handled my business. And I learned that at a young ass age. And if I lost a match, or if I lost or I didn't get a trophy or anything else like that, chalk it up as an L and don't lose that lesson. That's how you handle it. I'm getting all hot and heavy and everything about this shit, but you know what? I feel good about this episode, and I hope everybody really gets a chance to listen to it. So I'm going to go into part 3 in a bit, but I will catch you guys on the next segment. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the third part of Late for the Party. The show. Episode 6, Season 3. On Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Madman Harry LaBrea. Or the Mad Harry LaBrea. Harry LaBrea is the guy who is on this microphone right now. So, before we get on with it and continue on, please like, comment, subscribe, share, and support the podcast. You can always listen to it on all forms of social media. You can listen to it on Spotify, all other 8 platforms of your podcasting listening pleasure. So, also check out the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com and whatnot. Hit your boy up, support your boy, all that cheerful stuff. So, either way, we're getting right into it right now as we speak. Man, all I gotta say is this. With everything I was talking about yesterday, it's gonna continue on. Haters are always going to hate. People are going to do whatever they're going to do because they're not doing what you're doing. And somebody said it best is that, hey, you must be doing something right if you got somebody hating on you. You know what I'm saying? Cat Williams said it, like, you need haters. I mean, prime example. Kevin Samuels passed away recently, and so many women have been hating on him, even after he's, even when he's gone. I mean, sadly enough, that's ridiculous to me, because it's like, you're gonna just sit there, like, this man's gone, his family, his mom, everybody, you know, and you got people who was hating on him because he was speaking his truth, which is the sad part, which is the sad part, because it's like, regardless if, like, and not, I mean, his content was very entertaining. I'm not gonna cap. I mean, he showed the value in you. He showed you the purpose. He spoke about the purpose of what you bring value to yourself. Like, you can't ask for something and you ain't earned it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't put in the work. You ain't put in the time. You know, and you expecting to get certain things out of certain people, or you getting, or you expecting to get things out of people when you ain't even made the grade within yourself. You know, like he, like, said one about one dude who was like talking about stock options, like he like makes money off of stock options, but he gets no but he doesn't have a job. And he was like, nah, bro, you need to get your ass a motherfucking job. And that's real talk. So, I mean, the thing I liked about Kevin Samuels definitely is because he showed people they ass. You know what I'm saying? And when you act like your shit don't stink, and when you act like your shit don't stink, that's when things really kind of get, I mean, you know, when things take a turn. I mean, you know, it's like, he said to somebody, like, nah, you want to sit there baking, like, you should be baking cookies, you know, instead of you being like 55 years old, still trying to hang out with your daughter and everything else, trying to get a man that your daughter trying to get. It's like, damn. Sad but true. That's some real shit. You know, and some females, oh, you know, or some people, they might take offense to it. But you know what? It's like, don't get mad, because it might be hitting the truth, that it might be truthful. Doesn't mean that it, like, it can't, you can't change the, your narrative, or you can't change the situation that you're in. But don't get mad if I'm, I mean, and he's not talking about people directly. He's just bringing out the observation and setting examples, and people are getting offended by that shit. And it was like, well, damn. Obviously, he must have been doing something right if they had that much hate, even after he's gone from this earth, and they're still hating on him. That's the sad part. And it's like, I gotta look at it in the way of me doing my material or whatever that I'm doing, because it's like, people are always gonna hate on you no matter what. And at the end of the day, you can only do so much. So, and are you gonna stop? And my theory is, are you gonna stop doing what you need to do for yourself in order for that to happen? No, I'm not going to. Hell no. I refuse. I refuse to do that. That's why Late for the Party is still going to continue on, even after the fact. So, that being said, I'm going to handle it one way or the other. But either way, I want to get off the hook on this. This is the final this is the final episode for episode 6. So, everybody, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. It's always been fun doing this. You know, I want to try to get back into the swing of things and doing a better, getting a better timetable because of the new gig and everything. So I'm going to do whatever I can as much as possible. But I wanted to say that, you guys. Thank you guys for supporting and listening to the podcast, you guys. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, better known as the Mad Harry La Brea. You know, signing off, you guys. You guys have a good one. And as always, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.